So I just hit record without finalizing our list.
Yeah.
New year, new me.
Yeah, new year, new imbangium. Indeed.
Well, I guess this would be the second podcast of the year.
Yeah.
This is
episode, the second one. Of
episode
the year.
Two of the second season.
Oh, are we doing annual seasons?
Well, technically, annual season would be in February Valentine's Day.
Did we really start on Valentine's Day?
We did. Our first uploaded was on Valentine's Day.
So what you're saying is our loved ones hate us.
Yeah, pretty much.
So and if we upload this, fourth, or if we
so
upload that,
one after that,
wait, will we land on Valentine's Day?
I'm just checking.
Will we?
Because we aren't weekly.
No,
we are a bi-weekly podcast. Or a fortnightly, if you fortnightly guys want to have it that way.
Much clearer.
You know, just don't assume
or a double
week.
Okay.
Anyways, who's...
Because if it's a bi-weekly podcast, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyways, this is Brian speaking to you live. Not live.
It could be.
One day.
We just have to get a hammer cable down here. And I'm Daryl.
Yeah. And I'm Darian.
That took you long enough. Yeah.
No, oh, yeah. You're the one that made it awkward.
What do you mean?
You introduced yourself and then continued. It's like...
He's waiting for his...
Not my fault.
His turn.
Okay, the Robin Williams.
So, more like Shaggy.
Robin.
So, gentlemen, two weeks have passed. What has happened on the internet that has, you know, what big things have happened in the last 2 weeks? Any resolutions that have been failed already? No?
Wait, are you trying to segue to a topic? Or
no, we're not at the topic yet.
General discussion.
I'm saying this is the general discussion.
I didn't make any resolutions.
Not many people have died lately.
I made a resolution to get married.
Oh, yeah. But that was last year, though.
No.
So you carried over.
Because I didn't get married last year, right?
Oh, that's true.
So the resolution is to get married this year.
I see. I made a resolution to be darker.
pigment wise. Are you gonna go all blackface?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna go brown Asian face. Like dark.
So
I could be as dark as possible.
So people
through
think
the next winter.
You're Indian.
Yeah. I get
the
mistaken
style
for
of
Indian.
Colombian. Columbus. Not Columbus. Isn't he the one that went to America and was like, this is India?
Yes. Yeah. That's why.
And you are Indian.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what they told us. So.
That's.
Yeah.
So
and
what
and
are
also,
you saying?
And he also brought.
Are STDs you saying Columbus and, Columbus is a liar?
I'm saying Columbus is
I mean, he didn't,
not a hero.
Of course not. Anything. He slaughtered thousands
of. He's a tyrant.
Of,
and Columbus.
I wouldn't say tyrant. He was just following.
He was a tyrant.
The king's orders. No.
He was a tyrant.
He was
he
like,
was
oh, King Philip.
A tyrant.
Yes, this is my land. And he just started
Once I
poking
was
people the
king
the
of Spain.
Is it King of Spain?
Now I eat humble pie. Yes, it's
was
King
that,
of Spain.
Was that Columbus?
King Philip, right?
King Philip.
Yeah. That's,
which is
that's where that's the Portuguese or the Brazilians.
Brazilians?
What? Brazil Spain? Was.
Brazil is Portuguese.
Yeah, I understand.
King Philip is Philippines.
Oh, there you
that's
go.
That's from our country.
That's Magellan.
Nah, Magellan is that's Portuguese, right?
That's why
I did bad in social studies. So,
that's why it's so, called.
It's also
the
called history, by the way.
It's called no. Here in Alberta, it's called social studies.
It's called social studies.
Yeah.
Geography
really?
And history.
Yep.
Is social studies.
Oh, it's not. Social studies with your Twitter account or anything.
No, it's not social media studies.
No.
SMS, you know, you just text in your answers.
That's pretty good.
Huh?
Nah. Yeah,
don't
no.
look at me like that.
It's not live. This place, this thing isn't live.
All right, I'll get a message. No.
How about you? What's your resolution for this year?
1920 by 1080?
No, 10,
no.
24.
16 by 10, you mean?
16 by 9 format?
No, 16 by 10.
Ew, 16 by 10.
You so a, good.
It is so good. 1920, so good. 1920 by 1200 is...
Perfect. I wish I
on,
wish I
it's
had...
It's on fleek.
It's 1920 by 1080?
Yeah.
1920 by 1200, you get an extra, 120 pixels.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Math checks out.
Don't hurt yourself. Math checks out. Yeah, you didn't even know what why it's 512. Why do you lose all of that megabytes from your
your hard drive
from your
look
half a terabyte look SSD?
To me, it just seems like false advertisement. No, all right, no. All right. It doesn't include the.
So the wait, real it was drive. 512.
So I had won. Thank you, NCIX. A Twitter contest where they were like, retweet this tweet.
And oh, I was just you like, won it?
Okay, yeah, I won it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. This was like four months ago.
Holy jeez.
It took me that long to put it in my computer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I plugged it in and it only showed 476 gigabytes. Yeah, and I was like, this is BS. So I had assumed that there was like some stupid like spyware data installed on it to track the hard drive or something, but nope, my math is just wrong.
Because
why?
Because there are 8 bits in a byte.
Uh-huh.
And
there's 8 bytes in a bit.
And 1 kilobyte is 1024 bits.
Uh-huh.
So when you translate that into 512 gigabytes,
uh-huh,
it's actually 476
megabytes.
Yeah.
Gigabytes.
Oh, so I started watching Friends in the new year.
Yeah, congratulations. I think you should stop that resolution of watching that because that's...
I was enjoying it, but I got to the point where Chandler got a laptop and he was just like...
Spoiler alert.
It was for his spreadsheets. Okay. And he goes, it's got 12 megabytes of RAM, 500 megabytes of hard drive space, and a modem that runs up to 28,000 BPS.
Bits per
second. That's like what we're getting right now, right?
What? No.
No.
That's 28 kilobytes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're getting right now, right?
No.
Downstairs? Yes.
Okay, yeah.
In the basement?
In the basement, that's what we're getting.
And speaking of old, I started listening to soundtracks that we listened to in like the late 90s. Like... a lot of Enrique Iglesias.
There's a lot of Enrique Iglesias.
Can you refresh my memory?
Now that you're gone,
I don't know who that is.
I just
want
to be with you.
There's
that one. When you play StarCraft.
All I need is a rhythm divine.
Bailamos.
I don't think I
know. The rhythm take you over, bailamos.
No, I don't know.
Te quiero. Te quiero.
I remember playing.
No, I don't.
I remember playing a ladder match. In StarCraft 2, or in StarCraft, sorry. And then the phone rang, and I yelled at the top of my lungs, Mom, don't answer the phone!
So bad. So bad. But yeah, good. That's a good start to the podcast, yelling into the microphone.
I turn my head.
Turn my head.
Just like Tay Zonde does to breathe.
A lot of stuff has happened on YouTube, apparently, which I have not been up to date with. Do you know anything that's going on with the new YouTube structure?
There's a new YouTube structure?
Yeah, apparently.
Is it to do with Pewds?
Is it because of Pewds?
I don't know.
PewDiePie?
I know, he was making a big deal.
The big deal that PewDiePie was doing was there's a lot of people that put videos up where they are falsely energetic and positive.
Oh, that's what...
And it feeds into, like, if your life isn't like this... kill yourself, Kevin.
No.
No.
Watch the whole thing properly, please.
Isn't it? No. I was watching the Casey Neistat one.
No, PewDiePie was just saying that there's a lot of people who put stuff online as if they're always positive and always... It doesn't matter what day it is. Just know that PewDiePie... that's life, right?
Welcome to social media. I was talking to you about this last year, where it's just like... You know, there are people I see on my Facebook that have amazing lives, and that's only because they choose to put up the good
parts. No, but that's the people that you know. PewDiePie, and there's other YouTubers out there who have make
followings.
Who has like millions of people following them daily, and everyone's just like, I'm just going to kill myself because I don't have a life like Casey Neistat or PewDiePie, because their lives are just like pinging at all times, right? Like... PewDiePie is just saying that's why he's not making those videos where he's trying to be positive all the time. You can't do that all the time.
Right? Yeah, and then you watch an episode of Crazy Wheels. And you just want to kill yourself anyway.
Happy Wheels?
Happy Wheels, sorry.
There you go. But it's like,
how do you know that?
Huh?
He's in.
Oh, yo, he's in with the YouTube.
Yo, yeah, man, I'm in, dudes. I'm on fleek.
That's no.
Yeah, I'm.
Did you hit
I'm,
that dab?
I'm an MFN star boy. Okay. You got? Why'd you guys dab? No one can see you.
It's okay. Except we can me, dab, or and we
now
can
I want to gouge out my eyes.
Or we can give daps.
Oh my gosh.
Daps are, isn't that like old?
Wow,
you're old. You? So old.
Yes, it is old.
How old is that?
Probably like mid-90s. Something no, or late 80s.
Interesting.
No, early.
I literally just read daps like earlier today for the first 80s time in my life.
You really learned it for the first time in your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Today. It's a daps.
It's where you just like, it's just like respect. You know,
no,
daps.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Props? You know, props, bro.
Yeah, that's props. But then daps is like high, like a, it's a mid-5, where it's just like respect.
That's it? That's not it. A high five? It's a mid-5.
It's
not a high five.
It's the cool. You know, high fives are for white people. You know, yeah.
No. High fives are for everybody. High fives are inclusive and not exclusive to race.
Not racial specific.
There's only one race, and it's the human race, okay?
Yes, it's true. You learned that from that old lady, too?
No. Whatever old lady you're talking about.
This is an old lady that talks about, you know, there's people break it up into white race and black race, but we're just one race, the human race.
I've been saying that all the time.
So you're an old lady.
I am an old lady.
Speaking of old ladies, do you want to know what video I watched along like last week? Do you remember like late night you would flip through the channels and you see an old lady with a picture of vagina? You remember?
Oh, Sue. Sex with Sue.
Sex with Sue.
Yeah.
It's this old lady.
Yeah.
And she would just...
How old?
Oh, old. She was like maybe 60s. And she was just like talking intercourse and 60s? Like giving advice.
Yeah, it's basically just...
It makes you awkward. It's just like...
No, you just basically know about your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. You watched another... You saw it on TV?
I saw it... No, I didn't watch TV. I saw it on YouTube. I was like, why would you link this?
You were flipping through channels on YouTube?
I guess you could call
it. There you go. Say, what do you call it now? You were clicking through clickbait on, and then you finally picked something that was interesting.
What if YouTube was called ViewTube instead? So then it would be the opposite of TV.
VT?
Yeah!
Oh my gosh. No, thank you. No TY.
Oh, Jesus.
So, big thing in video game news.
A 21-inch laptop?
Yeah. No, that's not the big thing.
It's pretty big. No. It's 21 inches.
I'm talking about the new Nintendo console, which is...
It's not that big. It's like really 7 inches.
And the screen apparently is only 720p, so...
Well, does it need to be any bigger?
The resolution? Probably.
Well, I'm playing Devil's Advocate.
Why would they downgrade that to 720p?
Because Apple has the rights to Retina display. I
mean, what? They can't put 1080p. Isn't the
This thing is 4K.
Yeah. No, that's 1080p.
That's 1080p.
Jesus.
It's not 4K. It records
the
in 4K.
iPhone 7 Plus is 1080p.
Oh, right. It records in 4K.
This records in 4K, too.
Really? The 6S?
Yeah, it records in 4K.
Well, that's pretty successful.
No, I can not watch any of them in 4K.
Cause... Yeah, because there's no, you have no 4K displayed watching them. No, what was the platform that Nintendo took so that they could...
NVIDIA Shield?
Yeah, the Shield.
With the Tegra processor?
Yeah, that had a 1080p display.
Yep. The Shield that I have is 1080p.
Yeah, why did they downgrade it to 720p?
Technology.
It doesn't make any sense.
Battery life.
They thought it was
still
planned. Yeah, battery life is not a good
planned obsolescence. So that the next version of that they can have 1080p.
Well, I mean, Nintendo has always been behind on the high quality the technology, because like the Wii came out when the 360 and the PS3 came out. Yeah, like it came out a year after.
Yeah,
was it a year after?
I think it was a year after.
Huh.
And
it can do 480p.
480p.
Yeah, 480p.
And then like probably 6 months before the one and the four came out.
Xbox One?
Yeah.
And PS4?
That's when the Wii U came out.
Yeah. And that was in 1080p.
That was 1080p.
Yeah. But nobody made games for it. Because
Splatoon made games for it.
That's whoever that is. First party, though.
Right? Nintendo Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you buy a Wii U?
No.
Why not?
Because I play on a computer.
There you go. So, I don't know. Nintendo just seems to disappoint almost every year that they put out something new.
And yet they sell, what did you say, 2 million copies?
Yeah, sold out 2 million Switch consoles.
Wow, in the first, like, amazing. Hour or whatever?
12 hours.
The first 12 hours?
Yeah. I will not be spending money on that. No.
Not even your tax return?
Thank you. I don't have a tax return. I owe money.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm getting a lot back.
You better be careful. You better be careful.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna keep it in my bank account. Yeah,
watch your numbers that you carry over. You might have made a mistake.
No, Matt did it.
Oh, then you're gonna have to have Matt make sure that
he did it on like six different websites just to check. And I don't do anything else aside from my regular work. So I don't know. Apparently, it's like.
Not spending money on that.
I'm not buying it. I'm not saying I'm buying it. Yeah. That's going straight to the wedding. So.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the new, what's that? Wind Waker came out? No.
What?
Yeah, Wind Waker Super HD.
New Zelda?
Wild West. Wild. Oh, sorry.
So Wind Waker came out 15 years ago.
Holy really? Cow.
Yeah, I feel old.
What's Twilight Princess?
10 years ago.
Oh my goodness. Well, it was 5 years ago.
And Ocarina of
Time? 6 years ago, Skyward Sword came out. Oh,
Skyward Sword.
And Ocarina of Time was?
20 years ago.
Was it 20?
Oh. No, I have no idea. Oh, I could... Hey, Siri.
Oh, here we go.
When did Ocarina of Time originally release?
For the Nintendo 64.
Okay, give me a moment.
Oh, come on.
Yo, you're not telling me? Listen, I asked you a question.
Siri won't give you that answer. So how long?
1998.
Wow.
That's nearly 20 years ago.
That's 19 years ago. Ocarina of Time. I do have an ocarina back there that Daryl got me for one Christmas, so it's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure I didn't get it too for you.
Oh, then that was Ellie then.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Ellie. It was probably
it was probably Ellie. Yeah. So yeah. That's Nintendo. Not we're not big fanboys of Nintendo, are we?
We like Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, you have DSs, right? Both of you.
Yeah.
And you play DS games, I guess.
Yeah. Pokemon.
Have you seen any of the gameplay for Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks like Minecraft.
What?
Sorta.
It's like a survival based open world.
Oh, did you see the new trailer? Thing?
No, I didn't see it.
It's a new trailer. It's a great trailer. Pretty cool, man. Yeah.
They have voice acting. Yeah.
With that said, no.
You mean they don't go, yeah?
And they don't go,
it's not Charlie Brown teachers or adults.
At least it's not Banjo-Kazooie. If you guys don't know Banjo-Kazooie,
that was super weird for you.
And you had a sad childhood.
Yeah, you couldn't collect enough honeycombs.
Nope, you couldn't. So, CES. Was it CES? It was happening this last week.
Which stands for,
I don't know.
I think that's IDK.
IDK. CES, IDK.
Consumer Electronics Show.
Something like that, So, one of the big things, not the big things, but the bigger things that Daryl freaking alluded to.
What? You said big, so I assumed it was the 21-inch one.
It's a $10,000 Acer computer. Is it 9,000? Laptop computer. Oh, it's like 9,000 something.
U.S. or Canadian?
U.S.
U.S. Yeah, so like a million.
It's like a car.
So it's like $1 million Canadian.
Yeah.
You know what was like $1 million Canadian before? I guess that's not true. Remember when flat screen TVs first came out?
Oh, yeah.
Darian, I don't know if you know this, but when plasmas first came out,
plasma,
like flat screen plasma TVs, they used to cost like $21,000.
Wow. Yeah. Did you know that 4K, not even 2 years ago, cost $21,000? And now 2 years later, it's only
It's like $500 to $1,000.
$500 was just like, what?
$500 really on like Black Friday.
On Black Friday. No, no. There's 5K, 5K. Yeah. 4K TVs right now worth $500. Yeah.
Why don't we have one?
Because it costs money. And we have perfectly fine 1080. And,
yeah.
And where do you get 4K?
Yeah.
Netflix. That's it. Nobody. And it doesn't even come down here that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no thanks.
So, going from 1080 to 4K...
Yeah.
You know how some sites take 1080 as their paid premium?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll make 1080 free and then 4K their paid premium? No. That'd be very nice.
They might. They might, depending on how long and how quickly they...
Wait, can you give me an example?
Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll is free for 480p.
Yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah. And actually, if you watch
Crunchyroll... So even the ones with the crown, I can watch that in 480p for free?
Yeah.
Really? What?
Yeah. No, yeah. No, 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 no. Depending on the first episode usually is free.
Yeah, up for 1080p. 1080p.
But then afterwards, then they get you hooked. Yeah, they get you hooked for 1080p. Yeah.
More anime.
But it still doesn't matter though, because even with the Crunchyroll and you're not paying for it, 480p looks like 1080p anyways.
Yeah, because that's anime.
Because it's anime, right? So
yeah,
Resolution. Unless you watch like Summer Wars on Blu-ray at 1080. Mm-hmm. 60.
No, you, oh, it's no, so good. Really, if you watch...
No, it really looks the same.
Oh, what?
It does. If you're not paying attention, you'd be
what
like,
about your serial experiment lane?
It's amazing.
Because it's 1080p.
Yeah, it is.
There you go. It's better than the...
Aside from
it's better than the crap we've still downloaded 20 years ago.
It's still on 4x3 though, right? So of course it's not in 69. It doesn't matter.
You're going to miss things if you try to stretch it out.
No. See, the cool thing is that I was trying to find out why when you were watching Back to the Future, why it looks so high definition. It's because the film that they recorded it on or that they filmed it on, it has no resolution.
Yeah. Because it's filmed.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people were just like, ooh. How is this movie going to look any better than it did 20 years ago?
Oh, it looks amazing.
It's called transferring data.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on an analog format like
film.
Like VHS. Film. Not just VHS,
film to
though.
Film
to VHS.
Reel to reel.
Film to VHS was garbage. No, it didn't matter if it was from a high definition film to VHS transfer. It still was garbage, unfortunately.
And yet, when we think Betamax about was the much movie... Better. And when you think about the movies we watched back in the day, are like, can't get any better.
Batteries not included.
Can't get any better.
Amazing. Batteries not included.
Right? In HD?
In HD.
So good.
You have to watch it. But
so do you know the specs of this $10,000 computer?
Yeah, it has dual GTX 1080s in SLI, 21-inch 4K display.
And it's curved.
And it's a curved screen. And it has all this massive amounts of cooling, 64 gigs of RAM.
Mechanical keyboard.
Mechanical keyboard. The thing flips. The
touchpad.
The touchpad flips for an arrow keypad.
That's not mechanical, by the way.
Yeah. And it has like
the
highest...
touchpad is not mechanical?
No. Because the touchpad flips over into a numpad.
Oh, and the numpad's not mechanical.
Yeah, it's not mechanical.
No.
Which gamers are really good?
And 1070, sorry, and it has an i7, highest level i7 that they have out
there
right now.
The newest one?
Yes.
770?
770K. 770K? Yeah. They can overclock it and stuff.
I'm going to overclock my 6700.
Yeah.
To
5 gigahertz?
No, I can't do that. Because I don't have proper cooling, but I want to boost it from 4 gigahertz to 4.2.
Oh, two more
420.
Gigahertz. What you should do, is you should get Matt to help you have your computer cooled down so you can get it to 5 gigahertz.
I don't want to.
It's gonna be badass,
causes problems.
Dude.
No.
How much does this weigh?
It weighs
16 pounds.
No, it weighs more than that. I think. Yeah. You can't hold it with one hand. You have to hold it with two hands.
Okay. So if you were to build this as a regular computer.
As a regular computer.
How would that... What would be the difference?
$18
or
US dollars?
It would be close.
For the same price.
Same price? No.
Well, no. Like 10,000.
10,000?
It would be 10,000.
Whatever that is.
In US?
Yeah.
You can probably make that with everything included for like $3,500. US US is cheap.
Well, remember,
including the 4K monitor?
Yeah. 4K 21-inch monitor? Yeah.
No.
4K monitors?
For all of it for $3,500?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
4K monitors themselves are $1,500.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
What? They're not. $700.
Really?
You can buy a 24-inch 4K monitor for $700.
I'm not going to spend that money.
And that's Canadian, so $500 US.
Oh, I guess so.
Like, our dollar is poop when it comes to buying electronics.
A dollar, unfortunately, will be poop for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, thanks, Trudeau.
Thanks, Trump. Oh, sorry. Oh. Did we just go into our political section of the...
Let's get away from it.
Let's go.
So Razer also came up with a laptop that's pretty insane.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Makes...
Called Project Valerie.
Yes.
It's so insane that someone stole it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they tried to sell it.
And then they got caught.
Did they really?
I don't know if they got caught, but they tried to sell it. Anyway, this laptop is basically almost the same... I forgot what I was going to say.
Hardware-wise?
It's the same breathe deeply same hardware. And sigh.
Yeah. It's the same hardware. It's a single 1080 and the i7. But it's got a 17-inch screen that also has two 17-inch screens slide out to extend it.
That's amazing.
To do a 21:9 display. So you can have the... I don't know what it's called. Ifinity's the... AMD version. I can't remember what the other one, but you use all three monitors in the games.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty insane.
I work with three monitors, but I don't see a reason to have that on a laptop, let alone a gaming laptop, let alone a laptop so for gaming.
It's so immersive.
I don't get how that is immersive. You're going to be
You'll take
over a whole lap. Like, where are you going to play this thing? And then
in my room because I live alone.
And then there's a friend. there's your friends coming by to see you, and all of a sudden they lean on that on the mechanical part of it, and it just rips it out of the side. Uh-huh. What is that? What was that? Oh well,
it's a whale.
It's a whale. It's like. I think that's redundant and it's very useful. Useless, not useful.
I don't know. So I want to get a third monitor.
Yeah.
But have I told you the setup I want?
No.
Yes.
So I want a...
Yes. No.
I want an ultra wide screen.
Yeah, 20, me too.
21:9.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
And then above it is my two like 22-inch that I already own.
They're 1080s.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I want.
You want to know my...
Sure,
my
you don't want to turn those on the side?
No, because it's too... Because then you're like turning your head too much to look at the other monitors. I'd rather just like look up. There. See that? Do you see all the energy it takes?
You just do this.
Oh. No, it's you have to go like this at least.
I just look left and right.
My workspace is... I work in my center screen. And then when I want to watch or read something, I put it onto my... My 4x3 screen portrait. On the side, my portrait one, and I can scroll down. It's amazing.
Yeah,
you can
it's
see everything. Just like, yes. Then I'm like, now I need to watch something on a big screen and move it over to my big screen. I'm like, yes, it's a big screen.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I want monitor arms. That's what I want too.
It's not that expensive, actually.
No, it's $100.
Yeah.
I looked at it, but I don't have a desk that'll incorporate it. So I have to like
build one.
Is it a desk like this?
I don't want to build it. No, it's the backing has like, it's like 6 inches down. So, but what I would do is get like a 2x4 and then screw it on the back and have angled brackets on either side so that it's enough to drill into and have a more stable.
Yeah. We're thinking of moving my office downstairs to the main, the other room. The spare room. Yeah. So.
Spare.
Yeah. Spare room.
What is that?
That's what Mr. Tumnus said.
Yeah. What is that?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's
and Lion Witch in the Wardrobe.
Probe.
Did you know spare that's Professor Xavier?
Wait, Mr. Tumnus?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That is
Professor Xavier.
James McAvoy.
Yeah, James McAvoy. He's also going to be this weird guy with 23 personalities.
Yeah, and Split.
Yeah, it's coming soon. It's also...
directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
So
we know it's going to be a good one.
You know it. Well, who knows? I really liked The Happening.
Yeah, did you? What? No.
What? No.
What?
No, it's like, I can hear you planning to kill me.
Yeah. So what? Bad.
No. Gotta run from the wind. It's killing us.
So bad. So bad.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, I don't think anyone would ever want a retractable screen like that for a laptop.
Hey man, it's technology.
I don't know if they're gonna. It's gonna be sold en masse. I don't think.
It's just a prototype right now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There's a lot of caveats to that type of laptop. I know for sure. I would break it right away. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you sound sad.
I do.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I just go ahead.
What?
I was going to say, you sound sad.
Okay.
Just like that commercial we watched.
Oh.
About having a companion at home. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
The Gate Box, which I talked about last time. Gate Box.
So I finally saw it. I finally saw the Gate Box thing that you were talking about. And it's basically your wife at home, sending you text messages. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
He was there.
Oh.
We watched it all on your TV.
I want to cry. I want to cry for that Japanese man. That poor, poor Japanese man.
There are many.
Now that Ellie is going back to school, I don't hear from her for the whole day. It's great.
Yeah.
Because then I could be like, hey, I miss you. Just text me when you're free. And then it'd be like 4 p.m. It's like, I'm just leaving class. I'm like,
there you go.
Nice.
Why don't you just have like a waifu at home to do that for you? Why do you have to hassle Ellie for that? Hassle the human being you live with.
No, don't do that.
Waifu at home.
No.
You can have Super Mario waiting for you.
Hey, it's me. I can't wait to see you. What would you like for breakfast? Linguine?
Looks like the weather is gonna be bad today.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Wah. It's like I'm gonna be late. Wah.
Yeah.
So Japanese people, those guys work like crazy, right? That's why they need it.
Yeah. So here's something about Japanese work-life balance.
There is none.
Technically, exactly. Yes. Technically, yes, and technically, no. And this is straight from a guy who actually worked there for nearly 10 years.
You did?
Not me. A friend of mine, Jason, he worked for the Japanese consulate when he moved back here in Calgary.
How do you pronounce his name?
Phillips.
No. Wait, Jason?
Jason.
How do you say that?
Jason.
Not Jason. His name is Jason-san.
How do you say it in Japanese? How do you say Jason?
Jason.
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 Because like
you add
Jason.
That.
No.
No, you don't say the.
It's a n.
Jason.
Jason.
Jason. Is it Jason?
Jason.
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 I don't know. You can either go
Jason.
Jason or Jason. Son.
How do you say
probably Brian? Jason. Daruru.
Daruru.
Yeah.
It's like Dulara, but with Daruru.
Mine is Burayon.
Bolayan.
Bulayan.
Because you're Leo.
Yeah, pretty much. A blue lion.
Speaking of animals.
Why are you trying to segue out of my
I got distracted.
So what happens is they say that they have 12-hour, 13-hour, 14-hour days. How they work, they're not working 10, 14 hours, 15-hour days. They're there for 15-hour days. And they're like, okay, I've done my work. Hey, boss, now can you take a look at it and get it approved? And now you're waiting for now you're there waiting for the approval for your next step.
Yeah.
So it's just this hierarchy of from the lowest to the highest person inside the group. And the reason why they stay so long is because they have, if your colleagues are there and if your boss is still there, you don't leave before your boss.
Yeah.
So if your boss were to leave for drinks or something like that for a business meeting, you're not supposed to leave work until he gets back from that business meeting.
So in 25 years, when that desk jockey gets promoted to that position of boss, he's going to do the same to his people. right?
Yeah, it's as just one vicious cycle.
In form of spite.
No, it's
like
not
they spite. Made me wait. I want to make you guys wait.
No, no, it's not spite. It's
that must be North American.
It becomes habit.
But yeah, it becomes habit. It's the way it is. It's all the way from Monday to Saturday, and they have one day off.
But then, so like, 6 days a week.
Like I see these specials or these news articles of like the JAL, the Japan Airlines CEO, where it's just like when times got hard, he like cut his pay by like 40% or something like that, and then worked even longer hours. So does that mean because he works even longer hours, everyone else works longer hours
to get the absolutely.
So those long hour days keep them from having the social life they need.
Yeah, so that's why they have the waifu.
Yeah, the gate box.
The gate box.
But and that's problem solved.
Problem solved. That's not problem solved.
Now the Japanese, because the birth rate's already declining. Yeah. It'll decline faster.
You know what? They were saying, Jason was telling me, he said that. Jason was telling me was that an 8 hour day, 9 hour day that we work in the 5 hour, 5 days that we work through, we get more accomplished than our Japanese peers do doing the exact same job.
Same thing can be said with the German people.
Yeah, they do it in less time.
Yeah. They have four work days, and they work 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours or something like that. But it's like they work from 9 to 12 and then 1 to 4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just go, go, go. Just like no stop, just... like nose to the grindstone, but as soon as they're done, it's just like
off weeder Zane.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Biz Morgan.
Yeah.
Shoes. Yeah, that's what they say, right? Shoes. Right at the end. Yeah.
Shoes. Yeah.
Auf weeder Zane.
Bitte.
Bitte. Yeah.
That's what they would say. But they're like hard. They work really hard for those 6 hours every day.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then they get drunk.
Yeah, that's why they're. It's just like, all right,
That's why Germany has the most
advanced alcohol consumption.
No, the most advanced economy in all of Europe.
Yeah,
they work hard and they play hard,
and they school easy because it's just like free.
I don't think school is that easy.
I meant on the pocket.
On the pocket, I guess.
You know, you specified.
Yeah, but it's pretty crazy. It's like if you guys don't. Like, because I saw this. Were you the one who showed it to me, or did I see it myself?
About
what a Japanese salaryman does in 6 days.
Yeah,
you showed me that one. Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see it. What do they do?
It's like a short. It's 9 minute video.
Yeah. The reason why anime is in the late time slot now.
Oh yeah,
is because
they don't get home until then.
Yeah, no,
they anime... don't get home till around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Anime airs at like midnight.
Yeah,
and are you sure it's not because everyone in North America?
No,
that's where the money comes from.
No,
right?
No,
because
no.
All the weebs, they're just like
those weebs.
I watch the most up to date anime.
No, that's what I say. Hey, wait a minute. No. The reason why they play it is because the old demographic for, let's say, Gintama. Or Naruto or Boruto now, and all those other things, they're all salarymen. So they don't get the same airtime as they used to when they were watching as kids. So since they know that the salarymen finish who watch anime at, they finish work at 11 o'clock.
Sweet.
They put the time, prime time is 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. So do they start work at
like 9?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Wow.
They start work at 9 a.m.
Ugh.
Because usually the travel is like 2 hours away. So they're up by 7.
Oh, because nobody can live in Tokyo.
Technically. It's if you like, can, then you're very lucky.
Or very poor.
Yeah.
Because then you're living in a 400 square foot room.
You're living in a room that's smaller than this room that we're in right now.
Way smaller.
Yeah. Like the size of just this bed is probably what the size they live in Tokyo.
Maybe like twice that bed.
Maybe twice the bed. Okay. Yeah, sure.
In length.
But yeah, no. That's the one of the reasons why.
That was a single bed, by the way.
The anime is. This is, yeah.
Is that a single?
Yeah.
Is that a double?
It's a single.
What's a twin?
A twin is.
It's two singles.
Just like one more. No, it's like a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But yeah. That's a little bit of Japanese culture that we don't really know about that we're talking about. Yeah,
right? Just generalizing.
So, generalizing and
going by hearsay.
Yeah. Well, no, it's about this person actually lived there and was
still
was
hearsay.
A bodyguard from.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from you. To me, it's hearsay from you.
How is it hearsay?
Because you heard it and now you're saying it.
Yeah.
So is that what hearsay is?
Yeah.
No, but it's based in truth. Hearsay is based in
Oh, if I were to tell someone about what you said, then that's
hearsay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I was getting it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but we're getting it from you.
Yeah.
Is that what hearsay is?
Yeah, that's what hearsay is.
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay. Is that what it's all about?
Yeah.
No, they
say
heresy.
You know what? No.
Heresy.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, Siri, what does hearsay stand for?
Is it?
Oh, Darian, you know what job you could do when you graduate?
Mean?
What could I do?
You can be a stenographer.
Sure, I'll do it.
Information received from other people which cannot be substantiated.
There you go. There you go.
It ends on a rumor.
No, but it's a rumor.
Also, why is yours Australian?
No, but he changed it to that.
Hold on. Siri, why is your voice in Australian?
What? In Australian?
Yes, you.
It's not going to go.
I thought so.
The end.
The end.
Welcome to the Siri portion of our podcast.
Yeah, Siri.
Siri has a conversation with other Siris.
My Siri is Australian.
Yeah.
What's her name? Sarah?
Her name's Siri.
No, it's Sarah.
No, it's Siri.
So yeah, since we didn't hear directly from him, we don't know if you're telling the truth.
So this is a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hearsay.
That's hearsay.
Really?
Yes.
That's not a rumor,
this is heresy.
No. It's like a rumor.
Heresy.
Yeah, this right now is heresy.
Hold on. What does heresy mean?
Aren't they spelt basically the same?
I mean, it's spelt here, heresy but S-Y.
Belief or opinion contrary to orthodox religious, especially Christian, doctrine.
Heresy is about religion, Daryl.
Just think of it as a non-religious way.
It's a religious rumor.
It's your belief that you heard it from the guy and we're not agreeing with it.
Okay, fine. I get it. Understood.
Oh man.
Okay. So that's our Siri part of the podcast.
So what were you going to say? You had a segue before.
Yeah, you were trying to segue.
Yeah.
And then I stopped you.
Speaking of animals.
Yes.
Year of the rooster.
Oh, cock.
Yeah. Okay. And we get to hear... Oh, that's what cultural appropriation... I don't know. What's it called? What's the term? Culture appropriation?
Cultural appropriation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because we're not Chinese and we don't necessarily follow the Chinese zodiac.
We do, actually. But
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as Canadians.
Okay.
For us to go, Kong Hei Fa Choi.
Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation.
Racist.
What? Well, I'm just trying to, like, be a little more Tumblr in my life, you know?
Yeah, you're gonna be.
I stopped assuming genders. I'm a cis male.
What?
Yeah, I'm a cis male. CIS.
Yeah, CIS.
Cis. It means I acknowledge that I am the gender that I was born with.
What?
Yeah,
Cisgendered.
I thought cisgendered is just like a derogatory term
for
males.
No, it's become derogatory.
Okay.
Hold on. Where did this go from Gung Hei Fa Choi to...
Because I'm trying to understand cultural appropriation.
Okay.
So in theory, because we see red cards and everything like that in a non-Chinese manner.
Okay. Continue.
Is that cultural appropriation? I guess so.
Wow.
Or is that just like...
You know what? It's
Is it different in Canada?
No, it's different in Canada because you're...
So if I wear a kimono...
Yeah,
that's cultural appropriation.
It's not really kimono for a guy, but...
If I make my own sushi and I put a hot dog in it... Hang on. And I call it sushi.
Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation?
Yeah, technically, that's sushi. It doesn't matter what it's in, what's but inside
see,
of it.
But see, that's there's a huge debate about cultural appropriation. And one of the examples I saw was, this is not sushi, and sushi is made in Japan by Japanese chefs and everything like that. It's just like...
Yeah, it's like saying a car is not a car because it's not from America.
Oh, because it's an auto.
Das Auto. Okay. Volkswagen. No, I'm right. Is it an automobile? Is it don't still, ask me. Still a car? No, that's is it still a car?
What does car stand for?
Yeah, car means I don't know. What the hell does car mean?
What is the entomology?
A carriage? Entomology? Carriage? A carriage?
Oh, yeah. Is that where car comes from?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Entomology.
Etymology.
No, oh, etymology.
Entomology is insect.
What is the etymology of car?
Etymology of car.
Checking on that.
Yo, Siri doesn't know.
What is the etymology of car?
It's an old Northern French.
If you're car. From the origin term.
It originated as Celtic, got translated through to Latin in carum,
carus.
Or carus, yeah. And then from there, old Northern French as there you
go.
Car.
There you go. So now it's a car.
A.K.A. wheeled vehicle.
Wheeled vehicle.
Mm.
So any vehicle that is wheeled
is actually a car.
So a carriage could be a car.
So there you go.
A scooter could be a car.
So so in...
Skates.
So sushi is... So a car, but the real car itself was when the Model T was made by Henry Ford.
No, that's an automobile.
But they called it a car.
No. They called it an automobile. A T model was called model an automobile T. Because it was an automatic mobile.
Are you trying to say no? It's a car. If you originate what a Ford is right now, it came from the Model T and it was a car. So a Japanese person and a German person who made those automobiles as well, is it still an automobile?
An automobile is the French auto.
Auto?
For self, and the French mobile,
mobile
for mobile.
Uh-huh.
So it's a self-mobile.
Self-mobile vehicle.
No, but that's a vehicle.
That's a vehicle. Here, this is a rabbit hole that I did not want to go down.
No, but it's a rooster hole.
You're the rooster.
that's the question, right? We have... If it's sushi, is it still sushi if it's not made by a Japanese person? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, is it sushi if it's not using traditional like Japanese?
No, but you were saying it about sushi is made in Japan by Japanese people. That's what you just said.
That's what you said. Yes.
Yeah. What the hell? So right? So is sinigang still sinigang if it's made by a white person here in Canada?
Yeah. Does that white person speak really bad Tagalog?
Probably.
Like Travis.
No, what's his name? Trevor? No.
No. I'm not talking about mom, the guy that mom is following.
Yeah.
Do you remember Travis?
No.
It's this tall white dude that did like YouTube videos like seven, eight years ago?
No.
Just like, hello, Akoposi Travis.
Akopo. Oh, man.
Nana Luto Ko Ang Baboy Sinigang.
Lutoko ai manak.
Yeah, manak.
He called it manak.
Yeah, not manok.
That's chicken.
Yeah, manok.
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 He goes, actually.
Manok.
That's manak. Yeah. Manok.
Adobong manak.
Manok.
Akapo si Travis.
Okay. You know what? Maybe. Sure. Why not?
Well, yeah, I was asking.
I mean, if it's a tradition that your family holds, right? And we culturally appropriated the Christmas tree as Filipinos.
From where?
From Spain.
Spain? Is that where it came from?
Yeah, it came from Spain. Not the Christmas tree. I think the parol. Celebrating Christmas was forced on us out of fear.
Cultural appropriation is the adoption or use of elements of one culture by members of another culture. So everything we do, is cultural appropriation.
When we go, here we go. That's a Japanese Italian plumber. Cultural appropriation by what we thought was actually an American game, but turned out to be a Japanese thing. When we were kids, we didn't know where it came from, right? So
eating pizza.
All we knew was Nintendo was Nintendo.
eating pizza is cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it is, because the pizza that we eat here is not the same pizza as they would eat in Italy.
But have you been to Blaze Pizza?
No.
That is, it's pretty close, and it's pretty good.
Apparently Una Pizza or something like that.
Yeah, that's overrated.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Una staff and owners? Your pizza is overrated.
Don't, but I'm, no.
Daryl just told you. Your pizza is overrated.
No, I can have an opinion. Yes. Just like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other cultural appropriate would do.
You know, like us playing the guitar.
Me or, eating or Vietnamese subs.
Or every time I have someone listen to my music, they go, wow, you sound like a white person.
yeah, that's like 12 years in.
Have you ever noticed that?
Really? Do you remember playing online and when Ventrilo came out?
Yeah.
People were like, I just saw a picture of you, Daryl.
You're not white.
I thought you were white.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your clan page. Crazy. And you're Filipino? Filipino Canadian. yeah. That's pretty funny.
What does so it mean? Our accents are cultural appropriation.
Yeah, what's that? Because we're Filipino with an English accent.
Yeah, and English names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, yeah. Darian, Daryl.
Yeah. Francis.
Yeah.
Just, like the most Caucasian names.
How? Like, why was that?
Why? Because their parents. Because
their parents were like, we're not going to stay in the Philippines. We're going to go to an American. Like a North American country?
You know what? The best thing
might as well start they start them off well.
The good thing is they didn't combine our names together with their names.
Yeah, like Frenza.
Yeah, or
Lysis.
Lysis. Lysis. Hi, I'm Lysis. Nice to meet you. I was born from the Philippines. Yes, Lysis is a combination of my mother and my father's name.
That's like a Southern accent.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, what if we moved to Texas?
What if we came from... what if we ended up going to Georgia?
Huh.
Atlanta.
The country.
Georgia, the country. We'd be talking like this, Privet.
Yeah, comrade.
Yes.
That's cultural appropriation.
That is, Privet. oh, shoot.
No, apparently everything is. So.
Yeah, well...
so... This has led me to believe that people on Tumblr are idiots.
Why?
You know, because it's such a stupid thing to get like
it is triggered
upset about
triggered
no. Triggered. Oh, that's stop. New.
Don't
isn't
use
it?
That word.
No, triggered is great.
Triggered. Like if you actually get triggered, you want to know what that is? It's PTSD.
Is
that? That's
is that what it is.
Yes, and people on the internet relate that to being triggered, and I was just like, no,
that's cultural it is, appropriation.
Because, yeah.
The culture of being like being an triggered army person,
yeah,
being
a triggered. Veteran.
Oh my god!
That's you know what? That's
you can't use triggered. You're not a veteran.
Yeah, you're not a veteran. You can't use that.
Is
word.
That what you're saying?
Being triggered on Tumblr. You're not a veteran with PTSD. Oh, you know what was great? What did I watch just recently? It was Obama's. Speech in Chicago that just happened.
Why did you say that?
Why
did you say Chicago?
I said why? Chicago.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
If you're gonna say Chicago, you start pronouncing your G's.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Chi-town. Is that better?
Chi-town's better.
Okay. Chi-town, not Chinatown.
No.
But Chi-town.
Yeah.
Chicago. Chicago.
No.
How to say it?
Okay. Chicago.
Chicago.
No. Chicago.
Is it Chicago or Chicago?
It's Chicago.
You're culturally appropriating that
the CH
with your pronunciation.
What about Kansas and Arkansas?
Huh?
Kansas and Arkansas?
Arkansas. Arkansas is
Crazy. Right?
You're right. You mean Arkansas?
No, you should have said, wait, what about Arkansas and Consol?
And Consol. So bad.
So yeah.
How about Missouri?
Is it not Missouri?
It's Missouri.
I thought there was an I.
They pronounce it Missouri.
I thought it was spelled with an I, no?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's
pronounced with an I.
It's pronounced Missouri.
Missouri. Yeah.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah.
Idaho.
So anyways, you're saying about Chicago?
I don't remember. Oh, Obama. He said something along the lines... let's stop being trolls and talk it out in real life and see how the conversation goes. And I'm like, that is the speech. That's a speech for this time. He didn't say trolls, by the way. Okay. He didn't say keyboard warriors. Uh-huh. He didn't say any of that. He said all of the conversations that we have online, why don't we take them offline and have conversations in real life?
So he wants to have a lipsticus.
Yeah. What?
Excuse me?
Gesundheit. Gesundheit.
Yeah, it's like a fisticuff with lips.
Oh, man. But, yeah. That's I just wanted to.
But yeah, Darian, become a stenographer.
Why?
Sure.
Yeah, because then you can sit in courtrooms and just go clack 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 clack.
Oh,
what's a stenographer?
We support stenographers.
Oh, you don't know stenography?
No,
they're court reporters.
Yeah,
they report in the court.
Yeah, they have a total of 18, 19, like 24 keys, and.
Those are words.
How they type is how the words sound, how it begins to sound and how it ends in the sound. And so you can they average like 200 words a minute. That's whereas cool. A regular person, the average keyboard, do you know what the average is for someone like the average typing speed?
30 words per minute.
30 words per minute.
Huh.
Yeah. And these guys type at 200 words.
Wow.
Per
yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, this is this. So they do TH, but it's not TH on the key. It's super weird.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's like TK is D. So they do dis, and then is the end. So is.
How would I go about becoming one?
Class.
Stenography class.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really tough.
It's pretty tough. That's how you see the live subtitling on my news. They do the same thing.
Cool. Except a computer does it.
Yeah, the computer translates it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Cause all you see is like T K A R. And so it's like T K A E D R. And it's just like,
I've never seen one of those things before. I should take a look at it.
Yeah, you should do it. It's really cool.
Yeah. We support court reporters. It's pretty, that's pretty interesting what they do.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that happens in court when they have to do depositions, pretty crazy stuff, man.
Pretty crazy. You know what else I've been looking into? Mm. Probably not going to follow, but looking into.
What's that?
I want to learn to fly.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Right. It's expensive as heck.
You want to learn to fly or pilot?
Pilot.
Okay. Yeah, to be a you want to learn to become
to fly.
You need to have like,
why not? I saw people with glasses flying, so
no, I meant physiologically. Physically.
Oh, I can't learn.
No, you can't learn
like to you fly. Can
flight.
You can learn
yeah, you're a no, human being.
You can learn to pilot a plane.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant. I want my hobby to be to learn to pilot an air.
So your hobby is gonna be to learn?
So yeah. here's to give you an idea of how much it costs, Colin, my friend, has one kid, has a wife that has a well-paying job over six figures plus, and him, and he couldn't afford to fly. And they both work for an oil company.
So you can't even do it for as a hobby?
No, no, it's expensive. You have to pay for the rental of the plane. So what if I just learn through
Microsoft Flight Simulator? No. What do you mean, though? I can spend like $2,000
on a rig,
like the yoke, and then get the
you know what?
Six monitors.
Yeah, and that's a good hobby to have, but you will not.
What if like the ability the pilot to... and the co-pilot die, and I'm on the plane, they go like, do we have any pilots on the plane? I'll be like, I have 10,000 hours on Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I don't think you would want to spend that much money on that. Remember, I told Darian, I want to buy me a Cessna and learn how. I said the same thing. I want to learn how to pilot a plane, and a Cessna.
Hey Siri,
is worth...
how much is a Cessna?
I found an article about Cessna. Shall I read it to you?
No.
Shall I read it to you? A brand new Cessna is nearly $150,000.
That's fine. That's like three cars.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're learning before you buy
You could just rent.
Yeah, when you rent, it's like $800 every time you have to go. You have to pay for the fuel. You have to pay for the instructor. You have to pay for the rental of the plane. And you have to pay for runway fees?
$100 an hour.
For what?
For a Cessna.
That's if you know how to pilot it, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's $100 an
hour. I've learned. I've learned to pilot an aircraft.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to get more practice, because practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
It's $100 an hour. I'll be like, I'm going to fly to Red Deer and back. That's like an hour and a half. I want to get my practice in. Get an hour and a half. What's so funny? Why are you... Or fly to Cranbrook. YXX.
The hour doesn't... See, I know the hour doesn't start on in the air.
Yeah.
When you're flying. No.
Well, it doesn't take an hour to get to Red Deer.
The hour...
So you think about I fly it, at 100 kilometers an hour?
Think about it. And to get to Red Deer and back.
Why does it say in brackets, wet? I don't understand. It says wet.
Yeah. It probably means that you've already had your lessons.
You oh, yeah. Got your feet wet. You got your feet wet. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So if you're not wet, that sounds gross. then it's much more expensive. Like I said, there's fees upon fees upon fees, and even a guy who was making that much money thought it was expensive. So unless it's a passion of yours, an absolute passion, you should go and do it. Absolutely. But prepare to spend at least $30,000 a year before you even can purchase.
Or the $2,000.
Then didn't get the $2,000, but you will not be allowed near a Cessna anytime soon.
I just got to make friends.
And there's people there's people out there as well. And if you do have a friend that owns a plane, even better. But there's people out there who want to become pilots, to become the jumbo jet pilots and stuff like that. They have to get all their ramp experience and all that other stuff experience. You have a lot of ramp experience already.
Yeah, see, I'm halfway there.
Yeah, no, you're not.
It's on my LinkedIn. Even... My LinkedIn says LinkedIn. I know aerospace.
I know aerospace too. I used to create lubricants for aerospace. Yeah. We lubed aerospace.
Yeah, so the air is more lubed.
Yeah, planes go through the air much
faster.
Faster, yeah. Now, you should do it. I'm telling you. Do it, go and do it. It's expensive, but you can do it. Then you can take me up. And then we can combine our income to put into a $150,000 Cessna.
No.
And then we can crash into the ground and have two generations of our family dead.
Is that how generations work?
Yeah.
I thought we're one generation.
No. Because chances are we would be flying with kids and stuff like that.
Why?
Why? Because we're going to Kelowna to our beach house, right?
Oh, because we can own a plane.
Yeah, gotcha. Jim Prentice, the politician that passed away. Yeah, R.I.P.E.O.
And that, like P.E.A.C.E.
Not One Piece. He didn't. They didn't land in One Piece, unfortunately. So, Jim Prentice himself. It was him. Get this. It was him, his best friend, and his daughter's fiance or husband or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a Cessna. That's what scares the crap out of me is how many times have you heard like Cessna trouble?
Okay, then we'll get a Learjet. It doesn't have to be a Cessna.
Yeah, that's too scary. You can get a
Beechcraft. Beechcrafts are almost like Cessnas, except you can carry like 20 people.
Yeah, and those are like $400,000 a plane.
No, Beechcrafts are like $200,000.
More than
Learjet's like $700,000.
Learjets are maybe like $1 million, Daryl.
Like $999,000.
Yo, like a G6, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that a G6 is just a Learjet.
All right.
Oh, no, it's a Jetstream.
No idea, dude.
G6. I'm pretty sure
Jetstream. that's our hour, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty good hour. Good work.
Oh, God. It's giving... Gulfstream.
A Gulfstream. That's why it's a G.
G650.
G6.
Yeah. That's an hour.
That is an hour. Everybody, thank you very much. It has been 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to the next 2 weeks.
Anything on the dock in the next 2 weeks? Going down a hill?
We went tobogganing.
I mean, and we'll probably go in down the future.
No, we'll probably, I don't know. We will see what comes up and
probably barbecues.
Can we barbecue by then?
Yeah,
it's like, probably maybe. 15 degrees next week.
Ooh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I gotta love Calgary weather.
Well, I know
Wednesdays. Is this a Chinook or is this a Chinook?
It's Chinook.
Okay. Yeah. It's what is a Chinook?
Chinook is when it's weather
it's an Indian really tribe nice
in
Alberta. Sorry, a Native American tribe, as in they were native to America.
Is that cultural appropriation?
It's cultural.
Yeah. Filipinos talking about Indian, like the Native American culture.
Yeah. No, totally. Saying that Chinook is part of our oh, vernacular. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's cultural appropriation. Yeah.
It's just warm.
Yeah,
there.
Just like Canada. It's like Canada as well. Canada is cultural appropriation.
Just like an Indian summer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways, a Chinook.
Oh, what's a Chinook?
It's like the warm air from BC that comes down the mountains, right?
Not from BC.
Yeah, it's from
BC. It's from the prairies.
No, what? It comes down from the mountain.
Because the heat is unobstructed, right? So it just sits there. And then when the wind comes in...
Are you kidding me? No, the weather that goes over the mountain, up into the atmosphere, it gets super heated and then comes down and blows into the prairies.
Yeah, so it's going to be nice and warm.
It's going to be amazing.
So Chinook. How do you pronounce it?
Chinook.
Or simply Chinook. Arfan? Foon? Foon?
What?
Foon?
Foon.
Foon winds in the interior west of North America, where the Canadian prairies and Great Plains meet.
At the 100th meridian.
At the 100th meridian. At the 100th meridian.
At the 100th meridian, where the great things begin. Okay, we gotta finish up. I wanna thank mom and dad for letting sponsoring us for letting us use their electricity
for birthing
and
us.
Probably gonna feed us afterwards. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I want to also thank our sponsor again for this week. She's just been buying up all the ad space on the Imbangium.
And if you want to take podcast up this ad space, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. It's with natalinedesigns.com. Check it out. If you want to have your web presence and your web self portrayed in a way that people will actually understand, contact natalinedesigns.com. That's N-A-T-A-L-I-N-E designs with an S .com.
And when she's done creating stuff for you, you can be in that ad spot. Just think about the possibilities.
Yes, indeed. Think about it. Also, we're looking to have Squarespace and
Audible.
And Audible to be in this portion of that sponsorship loop.
We just need more people to listen.
It's coming. It's coming slowly but surely, guys. So,
and make sure to share. Make sure to let everyone know.
Share, like, contact us on Facebook.
Let Justin Trudeau know.
Imbangium
Best Canadian podcast.
imbangium@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook and YouTube at Imbangium and Twitter at Imbangium. And you can download us also on Google iTunes. Play Music and iTunes. On the App Store and the podcast sections inside iTunes. So check us out, Imbangium, Imbangium. You guys have a great next 2 weeks. My name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium podcast. Auf Wiedersehen.
Bitte.
Tschüss.